This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Brandt. Turn to Brandt grain producers to help handle your crop. Members of that conference committee from the House of Representatives will have to answer some of the claims that they say are erroneous about the food stamp changes. I'll talk about it after this. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more Midwestern farmers entrust their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop in the heart of the Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant at Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the combine demos each day at 11. And plan to stop by the Brandt lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time. If you want to lead the field, producers, turn to Brandt. Well, we'll find out who the Senate conferees will be on that conference committee to iron out the details of the two very different versions of the Farm Bill being worked on this summer in Washington. But one thing those conferees from the House will have to do is answer some of the criticisms of their proposed changes that are not in the Senate version. One of those criticisms is that the vast majority of those in the SNAP program who are required to work do already work. Well, some of the members of the House are saying there are approximately 3.5 million households with an individual subject to the existing able-bodied adults without dependents work requirement. But among that group, only 30%, according to the House Ag Committee, are actually working. For those in need of training and education to help them find employment, they say the changes in the Farm Bill will make a significant investment in the futures of these people. There's also the claim that the mandatory work requirements that will go into effect in this new Farm Bill, if passed, would kick 1 million recipients in the SNAP program off the rolls. Well, the members of the House defending their bill say no one is kicked off SNAP due to mandatory work requirements. Anyone who leaves the program does so because, number one, they would obtain employment with sufficient income to no longer be eligible, or number two, they choose not to work or participate in a worker training program for at least 20 hours a week. And again, the House members say in defending their changes to the Farm Bill, no one is forced off SNAP due to work requirements. I'll be back after this.